just about to crack open. Something you've been waiting for. Something you've been acknowledging. Something you've been believing for. Right now, the egg is cracking open, and that little chick's gonna be born. It's a dream that you've had in God, and it's coming to pass in Jesus' name. Thank you for it, Lord. Thank you for it, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. I keep hearing this. Up the road. Now, up the road. Up the road. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. I just keep hearing this. It's a dream come true. Just a dream come true. It's just a dream come true. Thank you for it, Lord. Thank you for it, Lord. Thank you for it, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Where's Chris? I hear the Lord saying to you, I will not let you down or let you go. We're going to win all the way. And you've lived better, and now you're going to live best. In Jesus' name. Thank you for it, Lord. Thank you for it, Lord. Thank you for it, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Yeah, okay. I heard Nancy say this. I listen to Pastor Nancy every morning. She says, when you used to bowl, anybody ever bowl? The bowling alley? She said, when you first started, you just throw that ball and it just roll off in the... Just reel off in the gutter. But nowadays, I didn't have these when I was a kid, I remember. Nowadays, they press a button and these things puff up. And your ball stays on the deal because whatever, the bumpers. That's what God's doing for somebody in here right now. You can't even get in the gutter. You can't even throw a gutter ball. You can't miss. You can't miss. You can't miss. You're not going to miss. You're just not going to miss. It's just get it in your mind that it's impossible for you to miss on the next thing. It's impossible to miss. You're not going to be able to miss. You're going to hit it.
Amen.
Yeah. You know, when you hit the ball and you hit a grand slam, then when you hit it again and you do good again and then you hit it again, they do good. They put you in a certain slot to bat. That's your slot. That's your slot. That's where they see you. Because you're going to knock it over every time and you're going to do RBIs all the time. Grand slams, grand slams. You're going to hit it. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Somebody over here, you feel like you came a little short? You came a little short of what you needed? No? No, you've got it. You've got it. Put your faith on it. You've got what you're looking for. There will be no shortage in Victory Church. No shortage. No shortage here. No shortage. You're going above. If you're looking for a raise, I'm going to tell you what God's saying about it. Yes. 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 You're going to shine. When everything else looks dark, you're going to shine. Oh, I just heard this too. People are going to believe what you say. They're going to believe you. They're going to believe you just like David believed Abigail. What does Abigail mean?
The Father's delight.
The Father's delight. Praise God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Three doors opening. Three doors opening. All good. All good. One of them is better than the other two. But you can have them all. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. I hear this. There's someone here and it's like your dream is like you hear it, but it's like a distant call. You feel like you don't ever get close enough to it. The Lord says in the next 7 days, He's going to pull you up next to that thing. Amen. You're going to be pulled right up next to it and you're going to go, here we are. Yeah. It'll be extraordinary. Glory. It'll be unusual. You'll just come right up next to it. Amen. There's several people here today and because of money, because of funds, you keep putting your dream on the side. God says he has a dream that'll work both ways. You can do your dream and have the money. You can do your dream and live in the finances. Jesus' name. Stop separating those out as if the dream is just a vacation. It's more. Oh. Hmm. Thank you, Jesus. I'm going to take that myself. Praise the Lord. Glory to God. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Well, just give me one more minute. Y'all pray for just a minute. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. When you pray in tongues, that's the bucket that dips in the well to bring up what God wants to bring out. Bobby, are you a hunter? You hunt, like hunt deer hunt and stuff? I heard the Lord say that he's going to gift you with an extraordinary hunting trip. You'll take it? Can't wait to see the pictures. But he just watch for it. And you won't even have to press hard. It'll just come around to you. It'll just come around to you. There'll just be something extraordinary. And when he does it, it'll be a witness to men that God loves what they love. And you'll be a witness of that. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Kevy, I see you working on someone who's more of a serious case than they think. But the anointing is going to remove a serious burden by the secret laying on of hands. And you'll know, you'll sense it and go, this is them. And thank you for it. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Who's believing for a pickup truck? Is someone believing for a new pickup truck? Yes. Yes. Thank you, Jesus.